the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
Some of the most outspoken voices from the right wing have come out in support of the president's new policy.
How can you blame kids when they're dragged to the USA from wherever? If you're a fair person, you can't.
I think it's a sensible policy. I think it would be much better if that were the law of the land.
Romney has a big hole to dig out of, because if he gets under, say, the 31% of Hispanic voters that McCain got, he's going to lose.
That's Ed Schultz playing clips of Bill O'Reilly, Bill Kristol, and George Will, all of whom say they think the president's change on immigration policy is a pretty good plan. Immigration reform is the start to this hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Welcome in. I'm Doug Steffen. Let's, in fact, welcome Talk host Keith Larson. We've listened to his program. He's talking to Immigration Attorney Victoria Gonzalez here. Gonzalez doesn't think the president's plan does nearly enough to tackle the immigration problem.
I don't see where there's anything left to talk about anymore. It's all done. It's Ali Ali oxen free for, well, not everybody, but a big chunk of everybody. And a good lawyer like you is going to have a gold mine with this thing that they announced Friday, I think. What do you think about this?
I think it's too little, honestly. It's not at all an amnesty whatsoever. It's only a work permit. It's not a pass to citizenship or any kind of residency. And I actually, my analogy would be dating someone with absolutely no promise of ever getting married.
Wait a minute. Dating someone with no promise of what?
Ever getting married.
Oh, getting married. I wanted to make sure.
And then,
I knew
of course, you know, one of course with all the power. So this really is very, very little offered. It's something. It's better than nothing, but it's very, very little.
Wait a minute. Here, I'm reading now from this quote has been in several stories. This is the AP version, but this has appeared everywhere. Under the administration plan, illegal immigrants will be immune from deportation.
Yes.
Immune from deportation if they were brought to the United States before they turn 16 and are younger than 30, if they've been in the country for at least 5 years, have no criminal history, graduated from a U.S. high school or earned a GED or served in the military, and it says they can apply for a work permit that will be good for 2 years with no limits on how many times it can be renewed.
Right, it could be renewed. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now if you can get a work permit for 2 years with no limit on how many times it can be renewed.
Well, that's a deferral. That's just like TPS, temporary protected status. It's something temporary. These policy changes are subject to all types of changes. So.
Okay, but what's the difference if you can?
Well, the difference is if you are granted an actual path to citizenship, if you're granted a permanent residence card, you could actually travel in and outside of the United States. Eventually, if you're a U.S. citizen, you could actually vote. You have different rights as a U.S. citizen. It's not temporary, subject to 2 years intervals. It's something permanent. What they're giving is something temporary that could be easily taken away at the change of policy statement, just as easily as it was given.
I know that you're correct about all of this, and you know what? I think that shows the political geniusry that President Obama has laid on the Republicans. Because what he's done with this, it's not...
He's on the Republicans?
Yeah, he has.
Or on the immigrants, or on the Hispanic population.
Well, I mean, they're part and parcel, but what Obama has done has politically trapped Mitt Romney and Republicans, because it doesn't actually technically create that path to citizenship. It's not literally the Ali Ali oxen free. If it were, Republicans would be screaming like crazy, and Mitt Romney would be saying he would repeal it if he were elected. He is clearly not saying he would repeal it if he's elected, because all this really does is let people who are already here illegally stay here and work, basically. If they have work, if they can find work, and guess what? That's what Republicans want. That's what the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that's what business groups, that's what everybody wants, is to be able to have the cheap, under-the-table labor and not get hung up in the olly-olly oxen free of the green card. And this is why Republicans can't rail against this. And so it's a brilliant political move. Obama wins.
Up next, more pros and cons of the president's immigration policy. That's here on the Roundup in just a matter of moments.
All multivitamins claim to be complete, but when you read the label, you're often only getting the basics.
a dozen nutrients here, a dozen nutrients there, which is why I take Centrum. Only Centrum goes beyond, providing key essential nutrients and more, with quality ingredients, so I know I'm at my best. And it's backed by over 30 years of science. Centrum. Always your most complete.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
This is Dan Tullis, and I just called
Joel Clark,
one of Select Quote Insurance Services' term life agents.
Hi, Mr. Tullis.
Joel, how does Select Quote save you money on term life insurance?
Well, buying term life insurance is all about choosing the right company. Let's say you take antidepressants or you smoke. All insurance companies are going to price that differently. We'll impartially shop all the companies we represent to find you the best price.
Can you give me an example?
Sure. I just got a man, 40 years old, who takes blood pressure medication, a $500,000 policy with a highly rated insurance company. His price, $21 a month.
Call 1-800-914-2995 and see how affordable term life insurance can be. That's 1-800-914-2995. 1-800-914-2995. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Men, would you like to safely and easily lose belly fat without strict diets or rigorous exercise? Clinical studies show that men who boost their testosterone experience amazing results in reduced belly fat. That's right, testosterone melts belly fat. You've probably heard about some of the benefits of boosting testosterone, such as stronger sex drive and sexual performance, more energy, and even lower cholesterol. But chances are you haven't heard that increasing testosterone causes fat loss. Would you like to boost your testosterone and easily lose belly fat? Then try Andro 400. Listen to what Calvin from Las Vegas said.
I've been taking Andro 400 for about 3 months, and I feel amazing. Drop 35 pounds, no aches or pains, and I have a new zest for life.
So, men, go to Andro400.com today and find out how you can naturally boost your testosterone and lose belly fat easily and inexpensively. That's Andro400.com, Andro400.com.
Talk radio in the focus and the daily program with immigration reform. Here's host Dan Mandis talking about the president's change to the policy and Mitt Romney's lackluster response to the change.
My frustration lies really in with Mitt Romney. I wasn't real supportive of Mitt Romney in the beginning, but because I am a moderate but slightly more on the conservative side, I was starting to warm to Mitt Romney. And when the news came out that the president was going to, again, effectively stop deporting and begin granting work permits to younger illegal immigrants, I thought, Mitt Romney, what an absolute opportunity this would be for him to rally the base, because I think a lot of Republicans, like me, or moderates, or perhaps independents, were perhaps starting to warm to Mitt Romney because, frankly, he's our guy now. He is the Republican. He's the one that's going to go up against Barack Obama. It is about the economy, Mitt Romney. It absolutely is. Unemployment in America is rampant. And by having another 800,000 illegal immigrants being granted work permits, that just makes the competition for jobs harder. And people have been unemployed, and I know many of them, people that have been unemployed for a year or two, this is all they need, is now all of a sudden more competition in the workplace from people who have been breaking the law. And for the life of me, I don't understand why this is so difficult to understand. Because at the end of the day, it's about you and me as legal citizens of the United States. I've been paying taxes since I was 15 years old when I started working. Now all of a sudden, a whole bunch of a new generation, if you will, of illegal immigrants coming in. They've been here already, thousands of dollars in free education and so on and so forth. Now all of a sudden, they get to, in my estimation, the front of the line. Now there's a part of me, though, that says, you know what? as frustrated as I am with this decision by the president to stop deporting and grant work permits for those younger illegal immigrants, for me, I'm not really surprised, are you? I mean, this is what the Democrats do, the liberal Democrats. This is what they do. What I'm more surprised at is, again, Mitt Romney's rather weak-kneed response. And if you've seen the video of this, he looks so nervous. The whole little, if you want to call it a press conference, the whole thing lasted maybe 50, 55 seconds. He was clearly, Mitt Romney was, a guy that did not want to go there.
I'd like to see legislation that deals with this issue. And I happen to agree with Marco Rubio as he looked at this issue. He said that this is an important matter, that we have to find a long-term solution, but that the president's action makes reaching a long-term solution more difficult. If I'm president, we'll do our very best to have that kind of long-term solution that provides certainty and clarity for the people who come into this country through no fault of their own by virtue of the action of their parents.
Now, I guess the question is, okay, so if we do elect Mitt Romney into office, will he overturn this decision?
Falco's Tommy Tucker with callers now about what they think of the president's changes to immigration policy.
Joanne's at Thibodeau. How you doing, Joanne?
All right. Well, what I'm calling about is the fact that I don't think anyone's disagreeing that these hardworking immigrants that come in but don't have papers shouldn't be given a chance. I think the problem is we have a president who consistently disregards our Constitution, whereas Congress is mandated to make laws, not him. But he has consistently tried to work his way around that by making these little statements.
Are you saying, I mean, a lot of people accusing him of this being strictly political, but on the other end of that, where's my paper here about... People who are supporters of this are pointing that Romney has not said he'll overturn the immigration order, and usually he doesn't have a lot of difficulty in pointing out stuff that he thinks President Obama has done incorrectly. So
I think it's all political. He saw where he was losing some Hispanic votes, and he decided this was a way not only... I mean, he said if he can't do it through Congress, he'll just go around it.
Well, but he also...
That's not the way our country works.
Well, he said something a couple of years ago is that he couldn't do this because Congress has to do it. But, like, again, he's not issuing an executive order. He basically...
He sent a memo...
Well, yeah, not technically. I mean, executive order is an official thing that's signed. This is a memo giving the Homeland Security Secretary prosecutorial discretion about who they actually deport. And
yes, but about 6 months ago, she already said that.
Mm-hmm.
That they were going to let up on deportations on people that were non-criminals. So why did he come out now with this? He came out with this now because he saw some Hispanic votes not going his way.
Well,
he said it 6 months ago.
I will freely say that at this time, practically everything that whoever has the office and whoever's running for the office, politics is way up in the front of the list. So,
oh, that's true.
Yeah.
You
know, so,
true.
Yeah. And I think that's why Romney is not making any kind of comments saying that he'll overturn that immigration order. He may. He certainly made enough comments about if and when his statement, when I get to be president, I'll just exempt all the states from Obamacare, and then we'll just move on from there. But trying to fix it. But
now, I'm only a second generation American.
Mm-hmm.
Four of my grandparents came over here legally. And they did it the right way.
Well,
but I understand with the small children not having any say in it. I don't have a problem with them working their way, having a pathway to citizenship.
Mm-hmm.
But my problem is a man who swore he would uphold the Constitution is not.
All right, let's get to the campaign trail. That's up next here on the Talk Radio Review.
Emergency Essentials has Mountain House deals in June. Going on now. Emergency Essentials, the 24-year leader in emergency preparedness supplies, does it again with up to 25% off Mountain House foods. Don't miss these savings. All Mountain House number 10 cans are 20 to 25% off during the month of June only at BePrepared.com. Mountain House foods have superior taste and a scientifically proven 25-year shelf life because they start with fresh or frozen foods, then cook, prepare, and finally freeze-dried them. All the goodness, flavor, and taste are locked in as if handmade from scratch. Mountain House, the same great meals enjoyed by campers and outdoorsmen the world over. Hurry, now through June 30th. Call 800-999-1863 to experience exceptional customer service and the BeFrePaired.com low price guarantee. That's 800-999-1863. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BeFrePaired.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The daily overview of what talk radio and talk television imaging and the Martin Zimmerman case is certainly front and center this week with some of the new information. Here's host David Cruz talking about the released tapes this week of Zimmerman's jailhouse phone calls with his wife telling her to move money around so the court couldn't find it.
You know, when you want to stay out of or off the government's radar, there are certain things you know going in. For instance, never, never write a check or go into a bank anymore and try to withdraw, if you have it in your account, a check for or an amount of $10,000 or more. Because you have to report it to the IRS. Financial transactions that exceed $9,999, whether you're depositing, withdrawing, transferring, whatever you're doing, that's the minimum threshold. They will track it. They will track it. In some cases, you have to fill out an extra form because people were laundering money that way. Okay, so with that in mind, isn't it interesting that Shelley Zimmerman, the 25-year-old wife of George Zimmerman, the defendant in the Trayvon Martin shooting death, made 8 transactions about the time that her husband was coming up for that bond hearing. 8 transactions. None of them were greater than $9,990. She transferred $74,000 in 8 small transactions, ranging from $7,500 to $99.90. I'm telling you, this was one of the things that the judge in the case saw. We're talking about Judge Lester, and he said, enough of this. Kenneth Lester felt that he had been deceived. Let me just give you a quote. This is perfect. He was telling Mark O'Mara, the attorney for George Zimmerman, when this bond was being revoked and he was getting brought back in to the caboose, the judge asked the question, does your client get to sit there like a potted plant and lead the court down the primrose path? That's the issue. He can't sit back and obtain the benefit of a lower bond based upon these material falsehoods. In other words, they had been lying. Here's what had happened. They knew, they being Shelley and George, they knew how much money had come in from that website. At least, they said, $135,000.
Here's Talk Host Steve Leader and Rebecca Marshall with legal analyst Liz Wheel about the recently released jailhouse phone calls. The situation doesn't look too good for Mr. Zimmerman, does it?
We want to know if you found anything unusual in these jailhouse calls.
Well, it was so interesting that they, Zimmerman and his wife were really talking about payments, about how to get him the bail money, and they were speaking in code. And, you know, any lawyer, defense lawyer worth his or her salt, will tell a defendant before they go into a jail or prison situation that your calls are going to be monitored. I mean, that is one of the things that the prosecution looks at. So either his attorney didn't tell him, which I doubt, or Zimmerman and his wife just didn't listen. And so we've got the transcripts were just released. You know, they're talking about, they're talking in code about dollars and cents. Because the reason this is critical, guys, is because Zimmerman and his wife said at the bail hearing, hey, we're broke. We don't have any money. Therefore, my bail, Zimmerman's bail, must be really, really low. And as you remember, the judge did give him a fairly low bail, which they were able to post. Post why? Because they did have money in the bank. And what was clear when you look at these transcripts is they were already speaking code. So the judge says, you lied to me. These transcripts prove you lied to me. You knew you had money when you didn't. I'm revoking your bail. And that's where we are now.
Okay, so these jailhouse phone calls ultimately can help prosecutor.
Absolutely. I mean, I hate to sound like a mean persecutor, but I use them as a prosecutor because if people are frankly dumb enough to speak while they're under arrest in a state penitentiary or waiting, you know, waiting jail or waiting a trial, then I'm going to use that. And you cannot believe, guys, some of the things that people say on the phone when they're awaiting arrest. I mean, do you remember some of the Casey Anthony transcripts when she was talking with her mom and it was so clear that she was only interested in herself and, you know, about my supporters. And by the way, Zimmerman spoke about his supporters and that he needed to get more people out there to, you know, rally behind him and vocalize was his quote. Well, you use that if you're a prosecutor. You say at a Casey Anthony trial or a Zimmerman trial, look, you know, they were more concerned about their reputation. And about what was going to happen to them than the alleged, you know, than the victim. And in Casey Anthony's case, her daughter, there was no mention of little Carly. It was just all about her and her supporters and who was going to be there for her.
So it sounds, it sounds as though in many cases these inmates forget the advice of their defense attorneys that, you know, be careful what you say.
They must. And to be fair, I mean, either, you know, Zimmerman's talking to his wife, Anthony was talking to her mother. They're talking to people that they are closest with in the whole wide world, and they're in a horrible situation. I mean, admittedly, whether they're guilty or not, it's a horrible situation. And so I think that they just, you know, start talking.
Find out more about all the items in this hour that we discussed on the Countdown by visiting the Talk Radio Countdown section at DougStephan.com.
Are you struggling each month to make ends meet? Could an extra $1,000 help you out today? Would restructuring your credit card debt into a lower, more manageable payment make life easier? Well, there is hope. A national consumer advocacy network comprised of lenders and professional credit advisors is ready to help you. Just text the word FREE to 20300 for instant information on programs that can help you. Text the word FREE to 20300 right now. Message and data rates may apply.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our start?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit BestBloodSupport.com. That's BestBloodSupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include micro plant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Micro plant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
So you don't want to carry a gun, but you do want to ensure your personal safety. Then empower yourself legally with self-defense products from StunGunMikes.com. Stun guns come in more shapes than just what you see on TV. Now you can get a powerful mini stun gun that fits in the palm of your hand, a stun baton, or a cell phone or lipstick stun gun. StunGunMikes.com also carries real spy gear like bug and metal detectors and discreet car and home security cameras that hide in almost any type of everyday object, from alarm clocks to pens. Now you can see how your babysitter really treats your children. Go to StunGunMikes.com, spelled just like it sounds. StunGunMikes.com. Buy real spy gear from StunGunMikes.com, just like the exact same spy gear sold to the government, military, corporate security, law enforcement, and private detectives. Empower yourself with self-defense products now from StunGunMikes.com.
Time to adjust your tinfoil, as it were, to the sound of your voice. 800-510-8255. Welcome back to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Our focus is on the ongoing conversation of immigration. Is there something really new, something really good? Has the president hit a home run? Is it all about politics? What's the chemistry here? And what is the when you vet all of these stories, you got to wonder whether this is, there are some people who have not really been the supporters of Mr. Obama who say this is okay. Dave in New York is one of those people calling. Hi, Dave.
I believe the president has the power to solve all problems because I believe that the president holds the keys to Congress. If something goes wrong in Congress, he should be able to go in Congress and, you know, straighten things out. Everything comes across the aisle, and it's always a debate about if you agree with me, I'll agree with you. And this has been going on for too long.
800-510-8255. So this problem that we have isn't getting solved, and this is a step in the right direction. Who agrees with that? 800-510-TALK. Email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. You can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. The info to do that is in the listen box at DougSteffen.com. Jerry in Minnesota, let's get a constitutional lesson from you.
The very first sentence of the Constitution says, all legislative authority is vested in the Congress of the United States, which shall consist of the House and the Senate. And the president has no power to issue so many of these executive orders that they do. The presidents have no power to send our troops all over the world. And no, the president has no power to spend money whatsoever. The president has no power to declare illegals to be legal. Everything is vested in the Congress of the United States. The duties and the powers of the president are very specific and listed in the Constitution, as well as the powers of the House and the Senate.
So my question to you, sir, would be, did you have that same opinion and did you express it that same way when Bill Clinton did a lot of the same sort of thing and George Bush went crazy doing the same sort of stuff? We've just pushed and pushed and pushed in order for those who are in power to have more, no matter what side of the aisle they're on, what their position is. And mostly the president has done, I think, presidents in recent memory have been very abusive when it comes to this sort of thing. 800-510-8255. Tim in Colorado wants to know what the president is going to do on the economy, never mind immigration.
Hey, I'm a little confused with Obama right now. I mean, all the talk about he wanted to boost the economy and all this, and now we have this to deal with. I mean, what's going to happen to the economy now that we have all these other, you know, people, illegal aliens coming in trying to get work over here? I don't understand what he's doing right now, you know? He's kind of, I don't know, he's changed his mind, it seems like.
No, sir. He's trying to win the election. That's what he's doing. 800-510-8255. And it appears that he, at least the first blush when it comes to polls, has affected positively. If the election were today, he'd get a few more votes because of his stand in important states where there are lots of Hispanics. So this is a cold, calculated move just to get himself reelected. That's what this is. 800-510-8255. KWAM. Ed's listening to that station in Memphis, and you're next live on the countdown. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, Doug, if yes. You want to find a safe city, first determine the size of the immigrant population, says Jack Levin, criminologist, Northeastern University. For example, Texas El Paso, population 730,000. 18 murders for the entire year. Baltimore, Maryland, population 630,000, 234 murders. A quote from John Cook, mayor of Texas El Paso: most people in Washington really don't understand life on the border. They don't understand our philosophy here, that the border joins us. It doesn't separate us. And, Doug, the main people behind or against immigrants coming here are private prisons. Look it up. Always follow the money. And our law should expand freedom, not restrict it.
So you're suggesting that there's more of a problem in border towns. You used El Paso as an example. A lot of people listening to this program in El Paso. Because it's across the river, you can throw a stone into Juarez, which is the most violent city, some think, on the planet.
The safest is El Paso, yes.
Because, once again, give us your theory.
Well, because, you know, it has the security of the police force and, as the criminologist says, more immigrants, they're more peaceful. They don't break the law as much.
Big drug problem, I think, there. All right, well, it's interesting to hear your reflection, sir. Thank you for your call. 800-510-8255. Let's move to Louisiana, where Jay is listening to the countdown.
No doubt. You know, anything at this late stage of a major election cycle is dominated by, garnishing votes. And even though these people may not be able to vote legally, some of them will vote, and some people that want looser immigration laws will vote for Mr. Obama, most likely. And it's ironic that Rubio from Florida was coming out with a similar thing, but Obama jumped the gun, and instead of letting it go through Congress and do a kind of more lawful approach to policy, he just kind of, you know, did his executive order. The problem that I see with it is there's all kind of holes in here, because if you're not documented, how are you going to prove you've been here for 5 years? How are you going to be able to prove you've been here since before you were 16, you know? And I just don't think this is the way to go about it.
Kind of an offbeat but interesting response. All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255. Let's go to Waco, Texas. Not exactly a border town, but certainly plenty of Hispanic influence there. Triker, is that your name?
Yes.
All right, you're on the air. Hi.
Yeah, I've got a problem with the illegal immigrants, not Mexican people, because I've got Mexican people in my family. But they're taking up the jobs.
Yeah. How does your family feel? The people who are here illegally, what do they think about the illegal immigration?
The same as I do. Uh-huh. That the illegals, the ones that are not here legally, are taking up the jobs, eating up our tax money by all the free stuff that they're getting.
Yeah.
They get free school. I'm a homeowner. Owned my own home for over 35 years. I'm paying taxes. I pay school taxes. I sent my kids to private school, but I still pay school taxes. These illegals have got their kids in our schools, and they're taking tax money away from me.
Yeah. It's interesting. I'd like to know what it was like the other way around. Thank you, sir, for the call. 800-510-8255. May I pose a question in terms of how it is on the other side, the other way? Americans who go to Mexico. This first came up yesterday. I was just sort of brushing it through my mind again because the discussion, this discussion is going to be probably number two or number three, I'm betting, at the end of the week on the top 10 list that we go over on our weekend countdown show. What about those Americans who go live in Mexico? What influence do they have in policy, schools, taxes? Are they infiltrating? There is much discussion, but not much of it has been followed by the news media, of America taking over Mexico. And we are slowly, whether you know it or not, a lot of people, about 1.5 million Americans who live and work and pay taxes in Mexico, and they are changing, apparently. It's a new phenomenon. They're changing the culture of Mexico. A lot of Mexicans don't like it. Like, we don't like the Mexicans changing our culture, but they are. And so this is something that is not a part. There's a new generation of American influence in Mexico. Mexican companies hiring Americans to do work down there. They move down. They live. They keep their American citizenship. It's pretty easy to get Mexican citizenship under some circumstances. Very difficult under others. If we went down there and squatted like they do here, it would be impossible. But, you know, it's just interesting to see the comparative. I suggest you look into it if you want to, and maybe you can report on it, like do a school book report for me. 800-510-8255 on the countdown at 16 before the hour.
Safe Light Repair, Safe Light Replace.
Ryan, technician with SafeLight Auto Glass.
So you think all auto glass companies are the same? Well, they're not. With SafeLight, you get more. Every windshield we replace is backed by a national lifetime guarantee, keeping you covered wherever you are. Plus, SafeLight has more glass in stock than anyone, so we can get to you faster.
Just tell your insurance company you want SafeLight, or call us at 1-800-800-2727, or go to safelight.com.
Fishing Captain Chris Owens will not leave the dock without Bullfrog Mosquito Coast.
Running inshore fishing charters here in the low country, you put the Mosquito Coast on from Bullfrog, and you don't even have to think about the mosquitoes. Not having to worry about the sun, the mosquitoes, or reapplying sunscreen from being wet. Three plus things I have to think about. We just coat up with Bullfrog and go.
Bullfrog Mosquito Coast. New easy continuous spray. Deep-free 8-hour repellent, SPF 30. Beats the burn and the bite. Water-resistant 80 minutes, uses directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
500 new business cards. That's 500 first impressions.
At Staples, we know your business printing is important.
30 copies of a killer proposal. 30 yeses to a career-changing deal.
So Staples certified print pros make sure it's perfect.
One new store sign, thousands of new shoppers.
Great business printing can be the difference between making a sale and missing one. For a limited time, buy 200 instant business cards and get 200 free. Order in-store or at staples.com/instant. Staples Instant Printing. Get it made today. Staples. That was easy.
This is your Daily High, and I'm Andy Greenberg, inviting you to play a game of Gin Rummy with me. Gin Rummy is one of my favorite games, and very often I do have the opportunity to win before anybody else. And I never remember all the moves that led up to the winning card. I know that I plot it, I know that I plan it, I know that there are some cards I discard, and I know there are some that I take from the pile. And each one of them is very, very calculated. And they're all designed to allow me to be the winner. But what's funny is, after I win, I never remember the moves that I made to get there. And life is the same way. It is so full of moves, it is so full of opportunities, that sometimes we get so caught up in the process, we get upset. And we don't remember that we want to be the first one to win. Every step that we make allows us to win. Every step that we do not make prevents us from winning. Play Gin Rummy with our life, enjoy, and win every hand. This is Andy Greenberg. Enjoy your daily high.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by visiting our Facebook page and giving us a like. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
800-510-8255. We continue to peruse the immigration situation. I'm not thinking there's much new here, either in the president's proposal or your response to it, but it is the subject matter of the day. A lot of ladies named Linda calling in. This one is from Ohio.
I really think it is Congress's responsibility. I think they committed treason when they got together and decided to see that President Obama's term would be destroyed. In the process, they have destroyed us. We have been 11 years waiting on these tax cuts for the wealthy to kick in and give us jobs. I'm the job creator because I buy things. Without the money in my pocket to buy it, these companies can't stay alive. They're holding back their money. They want him out because Mr. Obama will help the poor. But we still have to get through the Congress, who has done nothing. They promised the jobs in 2010 if they were elected. Where are the jobs, Boehner?
Wow. All right, ma'am. Where are the jobs, Obama? All right, where are the jobs, period? Why is it politicians... I guess it's because of tax considerations. I was just thinking out loud here. Tax considerations that come from local government. I know the town that I live in just approved $140 million in tax breaks for TJX. They own TJ Maxx and Marshalls, most of the upscale except for Target. Considered the same league as Target, I guess. The chain is headquartered here in this community. And they hire, I think they've got 1,700 people that work here, and they're going to hire a couple hundred more, going to build another building. So the response to that was to give them tax breaks. And it is, when you weigh all of it, the town meeting had a vote on it. And I remember a town meeting here, and we did, and everybody thought it was a good thing. Some people, however, did not, very few. But for the most part, these things are good. Because there's something that comes back from them. It's hard to make that argument when it comes to a sports stadium, which oftentimes the same kind of thinking, you know, is brought into it. And I'm just thinking out loud about tax breaks and businesses, and we have to make sure that the people that are employed there are, in fact, legal. 800-510-8255. Let's turn our attention to Doug calling in from Virginia to the countdown.
When the government and, you know, basically the president and Congress exercise power, what they do is create problems. The best thing for them to do is not get their hands into every little thing, including our, whether we get a 20-ounce Pepsi or whatever. I know that was Bloomberg, but the way I see it is, you know, the president has become a dictator. He goes around Congress, okay? And Congress doesn't have the backbone. They're finally standing up to Fast and Furious. You have all these scandals. So who's got the power? Well, the people should have the power. You know, this government does nothing but create problems, in my view.
This government in general, you're talking about the Obama administration, you're talking about the Bush administration. Have you compared what goes on here to England, for example, or how do they handle this problem in Europe? They have more diversity in the kind of people trying to get in there, but they got a big illegal immigration problem in England. 800-510-8255. We continue with your calls and comments. Thoughts on the immigration issue has been upended here, 51 after the hour.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Challenging your thoughts and ideas in this circumstance, the immigration issue, looking over some of these callers. There are a lot of people struggling with this and struggling with the role of government in this issue. 800-510-8255. Let's see if Kevin can summarize what his thoughts are fairly quickly.
But the one thing I want to know is why don't we have any conservative judges stepping up and saying what the president's doing is totally unlawful and illegal? Because if I remember right, during my government classes I took in school, he cannot void any of the laws that are on the books. Isn't that illegal by him coming out and personally saying he's not going to have any of his agencies enforce the law? This is not right, what's going on here.
His agencies, they aren't his, sir. They are yours. You pay for them. You're the government. Remember, it's the government of the people, by the people, for the people. Or has that gone down the drain? 800-510-8255. To New Hampshire we go for caller Carol.
I think Congress is just sitting back doing nothing, and they're hoping to get through and hoping that this come election time that they'll get the Democrats out and get more Republicans in. But the Republicans are doing nothing for the country. All they're doing is putting us in turmoil. And I think that the Republicans should start getting together and start negotiating with the Democrats instead of all this fighting in Washington. They should be start to think about the people and how many people are out of work and start putting the people back to work instead of just sitting back and doing absolutely nothing. They don't want Obama in there. They never wanted him in there, and they've been fighting against him since he's gotten into office.
Uh-huh. All right, so there's Carol on Congress, et cetera, et cetera. Here's Ken in Utah on President Obama.
There is no doubt this is all part of his tear it down and rebuild it in a new fashion and a new look that is nothing of what this country used to be, and it's so hard on those of us that are 40, 50 years old that grew up in a beautiful America. It makes me sick. I have Obamanosis, and it's killing me. Some kind of sick is personally responsible for my bad health over the past few years because it's like a cancer. It's attacking my country that I love so much, and I'm watching it be changed without any choice.
Obamanosis? Is that a new... Very clever, sir. 800-510-8255. Frank in New Jersey, WVNJ.
It seems that to me, from what I learned when I was in college about the American federal government, that the president is basically the commander-in-chief. He's the head of state. He can come up with ideas because he has, a crew of people around him that are basically a think tank. They come up with ideas. They pass them on to the Congress. Congress has all the power when it comes to the money. You know, where the monies are spent in this country. But as of lately, it just seems that they just don't want to do anything, and they're just playing a chess game with each other, a political chess game, trying to see who can take the complete power and then push their agenda onto the country, whatever that agenda may be. It's been bad the past few years, and it doesn't seem like it's going to get any better, because right now we have a Congress that just doesn't work, and we have a president that just doesn't know how to make it work.
Uh-huh. 800-510-8255. A couple of more calls. Let's see if we get Keith in Missouri with some thoughts on this immigration issue from a different point of view.
I'm in the military. I've been deployed 3 times, and I'm still our current active Army. And I'm just going to say, hey, man, these immigrants, especially the Hispanic ones, the ones from Africa, these are the best soldiers that I've ever served with. They're hard-charging. They're motivated. By and large, and I'm not trying to stereotype them, but I think a lot of you got to kind of embrace the contribution that a lot of these immigrants are giving to your security here, and maybe get away from all that flag waving kind of hatred.
All right, 800-510-8255. Another Memphis listener named Craig. Let's see, you can wrap it up, sir. You got about 35 seconds.
Okay, I appreciate it. How you doing?
All right.
I just want to say that the president, if Congress does not work with the president, he has to go around Congress. It has nothing to do with, well, it just has everything to do with the Republicans. They do not want to work with the president on anything. They say no, no, no. He comes up with something, they say no. Immigration, no. Taxes, everything else, no. So work with the president, negotiate with the president, then everything can work. Just don't keep saying no all the time to everything and then blaming him for everything.
Got it, sir. Thank you. It's 59 past the hour.
Did you?